When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2613, One Incredible Way to Make a Difference, by Jeff Goins of GoinsWriter.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. We're going to get right to it as we optimize your life. One Incredible Way to Make a Difference, by Jeff Goins of GoinsWriter.com. Quote, "Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do a little." Edmund Burke. I'm leading a mission trip this week. I've been doing this sort of thing for years, and I love it. It makes me come alive. Why? Because I always learn something new about myself and the world. Mostly, though, it's the same lesson over and over again. Making a difference is actually possible. And it's far easier, in fact, than we often think. How do you change a life? Well, simple. Here's the fail-proof formula for starting a revolution. Move your mouth less and open your ears. That's how you make a real difference. You listen. Ask someone's story. Allow him to share dreams and aspirations. Make a person feel like she matters. And tomorrow, do it again and again until you get addicted. I learned so much simply by listening. For instance, today I wanted to spend the day visiting the community, preparing for the groups that'll be arriving in less than 24 hours. But instead, my travel companion and I spent over an hour talking with the director of the school where we're staying. What were we doing? Listening to story after story, memory after memory. This is the only successful way to produce true, lasting change in a life. You have to listen. World changers listen. There's no other way to say it. People who do work that matters stop yapping at some point and receive information. How do great political leaders succeed? They listen. They travel the countryside, visiting constituents and hearing their stories. They read letters, answer phone calls, and let people speak their minds. How do skilled lawyers win a case? They listen to their clients. They pay attention to the evidence. They examine the testimonies of countless witnesses. They do far more than talk. How do good teachers teach? They listen to their students. They notice how they respond to a question or spend weeks finding something that motivates them, and they use this information to make a difference. Changing the world is actually possible. Most people scoff at youthful aspirations of changing the world as if it's never been done before. Well, hint, it has. Actually, it's quite possible even within your reach right now. All you have to know is how to begin. I began going on mission trips because I wanted to change the world, but now I go because I want to change me. I agree with Chesterton when he said, quote, "What's wrong with the world is me," end quote. The world's problems are not solved through political or social action alone. No amount of lobbying or advocacy can change the human heart. The world's brokenness, rather, is healed when you and I take ownership of our own brokenness and work to fix it. I am the problem. Therefore, I need help outside of myself to be the solution. A great place to start is humility, to admit that you need others' help, that God himself will have to intervene in your life to redeem some of your mistakes. Real change is unusual. It never happens like we think. Rarely is a life transformed by something grandiose. It's always small and unassuming, something quite personal. This is the unexpectedness of change. Is one enough? Quote, "Never worry about numbers. Help one person at a time and always start with the person nearest you." Mother Teresa. At this stage in life, I'm not impressed with numbers. I'm becoming even less enamored with the megaphone means of broadcasting a message. A larger stage doesn't seem to necessarily mean great change in the lives affected. Far too many of my heroes have been small men, people who have changed the world one tiny act at a time. This is where real transformation happens, in the daily roots, in the disciplines of life that we hardly notice. I've learned that the best stuff in life is simple. It's a cup of coffee, one-on-one relationships. That's how you make a difference, one small investment at a time. And you start by listening. Is one person's life forever changed worth your investment of time? You'd better decide before moving forward. Why listening is hard. We like hearing ourselves talk. We love being the center of attention. Listening does not come easy to many of us. We're selfish, short-sighted, and lazy. We want to be the star of the show. But listening is important. In a world of me-first superstars and self-seeking success hounds, doing something as radical as lending your ear can change everything. But we have to be willing to abstain from self-centeredness and focus on someone else. This is counterintuitive, but it is ultimately good and cleansing for the soul. It turns out that only seeking our own needs is an all-consuming, never-satisfied desire. Getting started is easy. So how do you do this? How do you begin? Like anything else, put one foot in front of the other. Go to a nursing home. Volunteer for a nonprofit telethon. Visit a long-lost family member. Open up a friend's photo album. Sit on a park bench next to a stranger. Travel to a new city. Go out on a limb. Risk a little. Ask a thoughtful question. Show sincere interest. And then you must do the hardest, most important part. Listen. Pay attention. Nod along without nodding off. Focus. Who knows what could happen from this one little act of obedience? You just might change the world. You just listened to the post titled, One Incredible Way to Make a Difference by Jeff Goins of goinswriter.com. Thank you to Jeff for this one. It brought up a few things for me. One is how important listening has been for me when I think about significant relationships in my life and how even a stranger actually digesting what I'm saying can mean so much. And this can be anyone from a friend or a family member all the way to a stranger, a listener of this podcast, and everyone in between. It reminds me of the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. One of his chapters is simply just listening more. One of his great quotes, if you want to be a good conversationalist, be a good listener. To be interesting, be interested, end quote. Another fun one along those lines, he said, talk to someone about themselves and they'll listen for hours. It's just in our nature to want to hear about ourselves and tell our stories, even if we're shy. And there's something so validating about someone actually soaking it in, asking questions, and being interested. There's also the note about not being impressed with numbers, and I'm finding that to be true in my life more and more. Numbers start to become meaningless, even when it's my job with our network of podcasts here to work on the numbers. But those rare emails where someone shares their story and says how they were impacted by one of our podcasts, that's what sticks, not the number of listens on an episode. So if you ever expressed that through email or even through a review of the show or to someone else about this podcast, anything along those lines, please know that it really does mean a lot and makes a difference for me. But I think I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for being here and listening, of course. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.